conflicting words about the U.S.-China trade war, but nobody seems to be reading. It's the Business News Headlines for Monday, the 26th day of August. Also, it's National Dog Day. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Target and the Mouse House. It's a story. In other retail news, the list of winners and losers out there. KFC is going in for plant-based meat. It's a clear trend. Forget about the U.S.-China trade war. Costco is opening up their first store there. So, you still think hard work is an American value? That's the good news. Those stories and more, along with Laura Kennard, is in to chat about business events in the greater Des Moines metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company, at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Oh, by the way, happy National Dog Day, woof woof. Well, President Trump said this weekend that China and the United States would resume trade talks and that China called to set up a meeting. On that news, the Dow jumped up by over 200 points. Trouble is, China may be disputing all of that. The editor of Global Times today said, quote, "Based on what we know, Chinese and U.S. top negotiators did not hold phone talks in recent days. The two sides have been keeping contact, at least on a technical level. It doesn't have the significance that President Trump suggested. China didn't change its position. China won't cave to U.S. pressure," end quote. Bottom line, at this point, nobody, it would seem, knows. What we do know is that the trade war is taking place against a backdrop of softening economic growth. Germany's manufacturing sector is contracting, while China's economy grew at its slowest pace in nearly three decades in the second quarter. And beyond Wall Street, the economy in the United States is said to be slowing. Stay tuned. Well, it's all about the mouse, that would be Mickey, and the dog, that would be Bullseye. Target is teaming up with the Walt Disney Company. Today, the Minneapolis-based discounter said it will open 25 Disney-branded stores starting on October 4th, with 40 additional locations opening by October of 2020. Target is also launching a Disney-focused online experience on its site on Sunday, and it's planning a new store near the entrance of Walt Disney World Resort in 2021. Now, the moves come as Target is looking to build on its strong sales streak. Last week, the discounter raised its annual profit expectations after reporting strong second quarter profits and sales. The discounter has been sprucing up its stores with new brands and displays, and it seems to be working. Disney, which operates about 300 of its own stores globally, is looking for new ways to reach customers while it, like many other retail operations, battle weak traffic declines in malls. Disney said there's a 90% overlap between Disney and Target customers. Well, so far this year, over 7,800 retail stores have called it quits. Last year, that number was just 5,500, and we're not done yet. While there are certainly some big losers in the 2019 retail apocalypse, most obviously stores going completely out of business like Payless Shoes, Dress Barn, and Claire's, there are also some major traditional stores that are thriving. For example, it looks like Target and Walmart seem to be finally cracking the code that Amazon has constructed. Both are building substantial e-commerce platforms. However, retail department store chains like JCPenney, Sears, and Macy's are all experiencing downturns. Each one of those stores have seen their 2019 stock performance reduced by anywhere from 40 to 47%. But on the plus side, Target and Walmart and now TJ Maxx have seen increases in the way investors are treating them on Wall Street. Target has seen its price increase by a whopping 59% this year. Walmart is up by 21%, and TJ Maxx isn't far behind at 20% increase in its stock price. Finally, Dollar General is on a growth spurt, which may say something about the U.S. economy. The company so far this year has seen its stock go up by 28%. Yum Brands, that's the owner of KFC, announced today it will test market Beyond Meat's plant-based chicken nuggets and boneless wings at an Atlanta restaurant. It's the latest fast food chain trying new options to attract vegan diners. The chicken chain will roll out its vegan menu items nationally based on consumer feedback from the Atlanta test. Plant-based meat alternatives have seen booming interest from consumers and from restaurants, supporting startups like Beyond Meat and its competitor Impossible Foods. Have even sparked interest from veteran meat companies like Tyson and Purdue Foods. Beyond Meat has already partnered with sandwich chain Subway, Del Taco Restaurants, Carl Jr., Dunkin' Brands Group, and Tim Hortons. Well, just days after President Donald Trump demanded that U.S. companies leave China, Costco is going there. The U.S. retail giant is diving into the thorny area of food retail in China with its first store opening later on this week. Yet analysts warn it faces a tough ride as it looks to succeed where a series of international retailers have failed. In June, French supermarket chain Carrefour agreed to sell 80% of its China business to domestic giant Suning after repeated losses. And German wholesaler Metro is in the process of selling its operations to a local bidder there, while British grocery giant Tesco pulled out of the Chinese market back in 2014. But Costco thinks that its no-frills approach will be a welcome addition in China. Costco will be targeting China's affluent growing middle class who know about the brand from international travels. Meanwhile, lines have been forming as people there gather to get a Costco membership card. Again, stay tuned. Well, you know, American values, it seems, as time goes by, change. According to a Wall Street Journal and NBC News poll, patriotism, religion, and having children are not as important to Americans as they were decades ago. The change is being driven by millennials and Gen Zers who don't rank those values as high as older generations. Compared with a poll from 1998, the importance of patriotism decreased by 9 percentage points, religion by 12 points, and starting a family down by 16 points. So, the question is, what do we value now? Well, despite the generational gaps, Americans of all ages rank the importance of hard work over everything else. Now, there's hope. And finally, there is this for you to chew on. A study by the Harvard Business Review suggests that proactive workers, can harm an organization if their energy isn't properly channeled. Now, while every organization wants a star employee, their energy can have negative consequences, such as accidentally making harmful changes, alienating colleagues, and setting the stage for a backlash. So what might you consider if you are that proactive employee of the team? Well, experts say it's important to manage yourself by asking whether you're being considerate of coworkers and whether your goals really do align with those of the organization rather than simply following your own personal vision. Remember, the experts say it is a team. Hey, coming up next, Laura Kennard is going to be in with some business insights for the Greater Des Moines Metro. Stay with us. Also, she's going to bring along a guest talking about an upcoming seminar where he will buy you lunch. And he promises all kinds of money in return. Interesting stuff. Just a click away here on the Business News Headlines.